the latest situation right now is they do believe that the gunman may have acted alone. Three officers are dead, Matthew Gerald Montrell Jackson and Brad Garofola. All three of them, they worked for the Baton Rouge Police Department and the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. They were responding to a call of a man walking around with a gun, wearing a coat today. And when they showed up, they were immediately met with gunfire. Where the shooting happened is an area where people frequent. Families are there. It was a Sunday morning. There are plenty of restaurants. There are shops, gas stations, all in that area. And so it's a place where people go and spend a lot of their time and money. And so for this to be happening about a quarter of a mile away from Baton Rouge Police Headquarters, where all these people typically are on a Sunday, it's really instilled a lot of fear in the community.
And what do we know so far about the man who shot them?
So we're learning more and more as time passes. We do know that he was a Marine, a former Marine who may have been discharged. We're beginning to continue to get details about his past. We're being told by state police here that they believe he acted alone. They initially had detained some other suspects about 20 miles away from Baton Rouge, but those subjects were released, not charged with any crime tied to the murder of these law enforcement officers today. But as far as the gunman involved, we do know that he was a Marine, so he had that tactical training. We're told he was wearing a full Kevlar vest at the time that he opened fire on these officers, and it sounded like he was pretty well armed at the time with a assault rifle. So those are the details that we have right now about him, and we're expecting to get more information as law enforcement does a press conference tomorrow in the afternoon. That should be about 1 o'clock Central Standard Time.
What about his motive, Chris? Do we know that yet? Is that clear?
We specifically asked police if he had a motive, and they said they didn't want to release that just yet. But if you can read between the lines, Baton Rouge was thrust into the national spotlight just last week when Alton Sterling was shot and killed by two white Baton Rouge police officers. It was a story that gained international attention and caused national outrage. And so, 2 days after Alton Sterling was killed here in Baton Rouge, there was an ambush on Dallas police officers. And then a week following the Dallas ambush, we now have an ambush of our own here in Baton Rouge against six of our law enforcement officers who were shot this morning responding to this call, and three of them are dead.